The study that looks at the Canadian economy and the protectionism within the Canadian economy. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
This is in your role as an editor with the McDonald Laurier Institute and the study that you and Mr. Brian Lee Crowley conducted. You find so much protection.
Along with Bob Knox, who was a senior public servant at the time that the provinces and the feds tried to solve this. And this is not one of my, I've changed hats. I'm not here in my strangest stories capacity, but did you know that provincial governments in this country actually regulate the size of the little things of cream and milk you can put in your coffee? That the rules are different in different places? We've got different rules for hairdressers and accountants. We have thousands of rules in this country that make it harder to buy and sell and work in various provinces. And this is, it's bad for the economy. It costs us money. It costs government tax revenue. And it sows ill will among Canadians. It's just amazing that this is going on. And in our paper, we say the federal government has the legal authority to get rid of these things, and it's time it got rid of them.
Legal authority to override provincial jurisdiction?
This is not provincial jurisdiction. Trade and commerce is a federal power. The provinces have the right to do all kinds of things that might incidentally cause some difficulty in buying and selling between provinces. But when they do things, when the goal is to make it harder, and this business about regulating what size the coffee creamers can be or not recognizing each other's standards for hairdressers, it has no legitimate provincial purpose. And it's actually very clear when Canada was created, the people who created it, and we quote George Brown on this, that the idea was to get rid of these internal barriers, make a citizen of one, citizen of the whole. That the idea was to make us feel like fellow Canadians. It wasn't just about the economics. And there's the courts have been very clear that the federal government has this power. The Constitution is clear. And there's no rational defense of these policies, and yet they exist. I mean, it's like you can't order a bottle of wine directly from another province, as though, you know, the Saskatchewan wine industry needed to be protected from claret from the Yukon. The whole thing is completely irrational and insulting. And we explain we should have an economic charter of rights that says you're at home anywhere in your national home, and we should citizens should be allowed to sue to enforce their rights, businesses should be allowed to sue, and there should be a federal economic freedom commission that investigates these things on its own accord and can also take provinces to court and get things struck down if their whole goal is to make Canada a less welcome place for the people who live in it.
And I would presume you would also take some unions or trade associations to court because they often set up provincial barriers with the intention of protecting the local jobs on their side of a boundary.
Well, the thing is, those groups may lobby for it, but what causes it to happen is government regulations and government legislation at the provincial level almost exclusively. And we think that this stuff, if you pass this kind of sweeping statute to say we're now using the power the Constitution gives us, none of these laws would withstand scrutiny. And then the organizations that lobby for protectionism would realize there's just no gain in it. We should go and worry about working conditions for our members. We should worry about, you know, professional education, things that are legitimate purposes of these kind of organizations. But the idea that there should be this massive effort by provincial governments to raise the price of things within their province in the name of prosperity, because that's what this does. It just means that people in the province have less choice and they pay more. And, you know, we've had these issues with the construction workers between Ontario and Quebec that has much exercised people in Ottawa. And what is not always realized is that the result of this is that people in Quebec pay more for houses and buildings. And there's just how the Quebec government can possibly justify that is hard to understand. But the fact is that if the federal government does what we say, it'll just stop happening. And we can all go worry about real problems instead of creating them.
Thank you, John.
Always a pleasure.